turn on push notifications on your OTB Sports app now.
Shut your nasty little face.
Today FM weather.
Thanks for that. Phil's crying
Shut
now.
Shut your nasty little face.
Generally dry today with some sun. Highs of 9 to 12 degrees. Today FM News will have more at 3.
Cheers.
Shut Ray your nasty Foley. Little face.
It's Ray Foley. It's me. Playing the music you love all afternoon. On Today FM.
And good day. Welcome
Did
on
Did you
in.
Know the Gaelic Football Championship starts this week?
Whoa.
What was that? What's happened there?
Unbelievable.
Extra sports news there for you.
Unbelievable. I left the fader right off the wrong fader up.
Hey, sport!
Shut your nasty little face!
Yeah!
What he said.
How you doing? Raise my name. There's JP.
Hi.
Short week, ladies and gentlemen. It's a la-la-la-la-la-la long weekend ahead of us.
I have Mairead, if you want.
Go I have Mairead to officially start the long Easter weekend.
La 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 long, long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Oh, she's adorable. She's such a... I fancy pinching her cheeks on her face. She's adorable. She's a cutie. She's our cutie patootie. We miss her and love her so much. And it's not a long weekend without a...
La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long...
All right, girl. Tell you what. Let's see. If we're going to do this, let's do it right. Jimmy, hit it.
Well, it's a la 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend.
La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend.
La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Spit on me, Ray.
Come
on. No way.
Oh my God.
Soft launch day 213. Let's put on a show.
Today FM's
Cash Machine.
Here's your total for today: 40323. And happy this is today. Playing the music you love. Hey! Hey! Good afternoon. Ray Foley in and on. In the hot seat. JP joins me.
Hi.
Let's put on a show for these people. Let's put on an Easter show. A Maundy Thursday show. Is it Maundy Thursday or Holy Thursday? I think next Thursday is Holy Thursday, isn't it?
Is it right? Okay.
I think we had this discussion. Like we have it every year before Good Friday. It's Monday. Maundy Thursday. It's
Maundy. Not Monday.
That would be... Oh, we missed a trick there, didn't we?
It's not July yet, though.
Having Monday on Maundy Thursday.
Yeah.
And having it a Monday Maundy Thursday.
That's radio.
And having performed July. Mm. Or do you know what we should do next?
What should we do?
Next Maundy Thursday.
Right.
We should go to Mexico and do this show from Mexico and bring Mundy with us and have him perform live on the air July.
Yeah. We'll do that.
Yahoo indeed, we're on. 0874-100-102. It is a la 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 long weekend. By the way, I'm painfully aware every time this happens, every time the long weekend comes up, and every radio show is like, "This is great, we're having a long weekend vibes. Oh, we're so it's great, long weekend." And there are those of you that have to work this weekend, even like either shift workers or people that work. Loads of people work Good Friday anyway. I was always working Good Friday up to now. So thoughts and prayers, as they say, but like it is a long weekend for us. Going to be the top 500 thing actually across the Easter weekend.
All right, what have I got?
So initially we had Mairead doing the La 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 Long Weekend, yeah?
Ray Foley, can you please...
Oh, hang on. Wait a second. It's the Mairead to the Long Weekend.
La 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 Long Weekend. La 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 Long Weekend.
Yeah, okay. And then... When was the last Long Weekend? It was the Bridget's Day, was it?
It was, yeah.
So on the Bridget's... Oh, was it Paddy's?
Oh.
Could have been... I think it was Paddy's, yeah.
It was Paddy's because it fell over the weekend or something.
Yeah, and then Mairead sent me this voice note.
Ray Foley, can you please stop playing that La 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 Long Weekend thing? Please. It's embarrassing.
Here's the thing, though. It really means so much to me to hear that adorable, cute, little La 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 Long Weekend.
La 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 Long Weekend. La 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 Long Weekend.
It's not a long weekend without a La 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 Long Weekend. I tell you what, I genuinely do feel, if Mairead feels that strongly about it, we should stop playing it.
No!
I've got my own one, I can use that. It's got higher production values, it's better.
It's part of the tradition now of a long weekend.
I do feel it is, and... But if she insists, we will... Do you know, we can put it to a vote. Anyone else feel it, like, it's unfair to keep playing it. If she wants us to stop playing it, we should stop playing it. It's always been a tradition, though. And I find it adorable. Mary's getting involved, actually, in the La 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 Long. Are you ready? Actually, if anyone else wants to do a performance, we're an open book. This is our show, but it's your show too. 0874 100 102. Have a listen to Mary.
La 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 Long Weekend. La 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 Long Weekend. La 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 Long.
Do you know what?
La 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 Long Weekend.
Mary.
Oh, jeez.
The Long Weekend has started. Mary's so sorry. Here's the thing. I think that if Mairead is going to pull the rights, the licensing of La 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 Long Weekend,
yeah,
Mary is a surefire replacement substitute.
La 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 Long Weekend. La 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 Long Weekend.
She made it her own. Jazzy.
La 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 Long Weekend.
Do you know what, Mary? I love you. Give Mary an extra 20 listener bonus points and send her a pen as well, will you? Love, Mary. Oh, gorgeous. Jennifer's over there as well. Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer.
Good afternoon, Ray and JP.
Good afternoon.
Just wondering, does Mairead get royalties for that?
Does Mairead? What's the situation there?
Is this what she's angling for? Is she going to use it as a leverage now?
Her agent is going to be banging down our door.
Because I could do a new one for you if you get paid for it.
That's not bad. Do you know what? Jennifer, you sound... She does... Jennifer, if you listen to her voice again, she sounds quite like Mairead.
Good afternoon, Ray and JP. Just wondering, does Mairead get royalties for that? Because I could do a new one for you if you get paid for it.
I tell you what, you can have a Today FM pen, Jennifer, if you can do a good...
Hang on, he's got an idea, guys. He's not afraid to use it. Here we go.
Okay, Jennifer, here's what we'll do, right? You on your WhatsApp. Now get out of the... Because I can hear your car. So you can hear the sound. Here, listen to the sound in the background, right? So get rid of all that, right? I want you to go to a quiet place or pull over. Make sure the car is completely silent. Or go to a quiet room. Go to your living room. Get a good sound quality, okay? And record in Mairead. Like, and I want it to be as close as possible to Mairead's original.
La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend.
Right, so do that. Record it in and send it in to us. And Jennifer, what we'll do is... I'll play that every long weekend. Okay, I'll play Jennifer's version.
Mm.
But it'll sound so like Mairead.
Yeah.
That everyone will think it's still Mairead doing it. She'll be second.
Problem solved.
Genius. It's genius. All right, let's do a roll call after Jason Derulo on Today FM.
It's too hard to sleep.
Jason Derulo's Want to Want Me. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. A very good afternoon. It's a roll call. Ray's here. JP. 0874 100 102. You in, you out. Long weekend on the way. Easter weekend. Here it comes. We're nearly at the finish line lengthwise as well. Anyone celebrating the fact that Lent is nearly over?
I just got word, Ray, from Teresa and from Kerry, listeners, and they're saying it is Holy Thursday today.
Oh, right. So yeah. Is next Thursday Maundy Thursday?
Could be,
all right. Thanks for the clarification. Did only one person text on that?
There were multiple.
All right, okay, thanks, guys. Roll call. Diane's in. She joins us this afternoon. She says, hey, Ray, can you say hello to the Horgans? They're on a road trip from Kerry to Leitrim, listening to you this afternoon. Play us a lively tune to keep us going from Diane. Diane, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. The playlist is locked in. Diane, I'm so sorry. You've come. Diane, if you texted maybe even another 20 minutes earlier, Diane. Diane. I hate to let you down.
Is it only down-tempo numbers for the rest of the afternoon?
We're playing all depressed. I was thinking I'd do a depressing Thursday afternoon.
Cool.
You know me, my Thursday playlist is always... it's always a bit of a squib. I'm always a bit poopy on a Thursday, music-wise. Particularly the Thursday of a bank holiday, long weekend, and there's no work tomorrow. I intentionally tried to bring the mood down for balance. I tried to go... Diane, I'm so sorry.
Did you say you were going to do a mix today?
Oh, I will, yeah. I've got a mix done, yes. Yeah. After 4 o'clock. Mix it Friday on a Thursday. On a holy Thursday. On show, Ray, pray for us. We're hoping to attach the bike rack to the car without having a family row from the Irwins. Irwins. Heading west for the weekend. Love the show. Hey! Cheers, guys. Hi, Irwins. Here's the thing. I've an amazing hack for the bike racks, and I've put the bike racks. You know those bars you put on the top of your car?
Mm-hmm.
This is Irwin's. You might want to write this down, actually, or just hit save on this piece of audio, or go and grab our podcast after the show. Here's the surefire way to sort out the bike rack on top of the car. Mm. I'm genuine now. I'm not messing.
Really?
I'm not messing.
Oh, okay.
Because I genuinely have done it. We've put a roof box. You know the big boxes you can put the storage on top. When we had the dog and we'd be travelling a lot. Actually, funny story. My wife drove a roof box into one of those archways. She absolutely annihilated. It was in a park in Cork, and she was taking the dog and the kids out for a walk when they were babies. And we were she'd come to live in Cork for the summer, and she misremembered that there was a roof box on the top of the car, and she it's just poles, you know, that kind of the archway,
the steel thing, yeah,
the metal thing on the way into the car park,
the maximum height joke, yeah,
yeah, and she just annihilated it. She blitzed. It was like she'd put the roof box through a blender. There was nothing in it, but she totally destroyed it. And this lovely lady came over and said, because Kate was upset. This lovely lady from Cork came over and said, don't be upset. I have a spare one and I'll give it to you.
Wow.
Isn't that lovely? The kindness of strangers. Here's my hack, though, for roof boxes or for those bars on the top of your car. There's a website you can go to. Type it in, Google it. Bar bike rack install.
Bar bike rack install.
That'll do, yeah, right? And there is a man that comes to your driveway and puts it on the car top of the car for you.
Do you have to be on Ray Foley money for
you
this?
You don't need to fight. There's no fights. There's no rows. Do it. And all of it, you wake up the next morning, you leave and off you go on your journey, Irwins. There's no risk of divorce or murder. And what's hot on the socials today, Ray, from Sophia on show? This is Sophia. How long is Sophia given up? Like, is it she given up for the Lent or what?
I think it's about nearly 2 weeks at this stage.
Because this is officially an old bit now. This is Sophia, who gave up social media on her phone, and I said I'd do it on the radio for her every day. Right. Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
The 7 books Elon Musk read that made him successful. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban is on the list. Mm. Also, the Prince Harry book. What's that one called?
Spare.
Yeah. And a Jilly Cooper.
Right.
Who knew? Next. You've been doing this exercise wrong without knowing it. Well, in my case, I haven't been doing any exercise wrong because I haven't been doing any exercise. It's a guy in very tight tracksuit bottoms. Yeah. I mean, very tight. They leave nothing to the imagination. He has no socks on. He has no top on. And he's got long, brown, curly hair. He is a specimen of him, and he's doing his exercises. Do you know what? More power to him. Next, an unboxing video. Oh, I love an unboxing video. It's a fairly big box. The man opening the box, he's got a knife and he's slicing it open. And it's a pair of underpants. They've got butterflies on them. They're like blue and they've got butterflies on them.
Okay.
I think this is just an ad for underpants. There's Absolutely no need for that. And finally, that video where the fairy godmother is on a rope. She starts talking to the two kids and the rope snaps and she falls and hits the stage and her magic wand bounces off the stage and hopefully she's all right. Have you seen this video?
God, I love social media.
It's, do you know what? It's really great. And it's, this is what all the kids are into.
Is it trending or is it
trending? Do you
trending?
Know what? Trending. This is why radio is a dying medium.
Absolutely.
Because people love these videos. Have you seen that video with the fairy godmother? She
face plants. Well, I want to see it now.
It's actually very funny. It's from an ad. I only learned that the other day. It's off of like a fishing line ad. TV Boulevard at Today FM. That's a great little song. TV Boulevard and Point of View. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Happy Holy Thursday. Ray Foley and JP's over there.
How are
you? Good afternoon. So I said it was Maundy Thursday. Loads of people texted saying it was Holy Thursday. And then now it turns out it's both.
It's kicking off. Yeah, it seems to fall on the same day.
Maundy is holy.
Yeah.
So can I just say then to the first people who texted correcting me, shut up.
That's not really in the spirit of Easter, right?
Shut up and eat your chocolate.
Well done.
Much more. And with the la 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 long weekends.
La 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 long weekend.
The votes are in.
La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend.
It is a long weekend. We're celebrating. We're feeling very festive. Looking forward to it and delighted with ourselves. Bert's over there.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, Bert. How are you, sir?
This is Bert.
Hey, Bert.
La 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 long weekend. Should never be replaced by anybody.
I kind of feel the same way, actually. It's Mairead herself that says we should drop it.
It is part of the tradition.
It sure is.
I even do it to my kids. Cheers. And Ray, love the show.
Hey! Cheers, Bert. That's also important. First thing tomorrow morning, like 6 a.m., burst into your kids' rooms. They're still asleep. They're bleary-eyed. Hair all over the place. Burst in the door and... La, 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 la. Dex over there.
La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend.
All right, man.
La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend.
Just back off the mic a little bit, Bart. My God. Oh, wow. It's such enthusiasm, such exuberance for the la 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 long weekend. I've got who's this? Ava's over there. Ava.
Long weekend. La 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 long weekend.
Adorable.
La 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 long weekend. From Ava.
Hey Ava, well done. You were absolutely brilliant on the radio.
La 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 long weekend.
This is Tommy. Less brilliant.
La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend.
Tommy, you were brilliant on the radio. Tommy, you were adorable. You are brilliant on the radio. Did I play Ollie already?
No.
La 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 long weekend.
No.
La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend.
Did we play Fidelma already?
No.
La 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 la.
Oh, there's loads with Fidelma. Who's this? It's the whole gang, the whole fam.
La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. Long weekend.
Hey, do you know what? She made it. Oh, well done. I think the votes are in. The votes are counted and verified. It's sticking around for another long weekend at least. Right, we're playing Ed Sheeran next, right here. BB Rexha, Meant to Be, Today FM. Playing the music you love. Go loud, country hit. Swipe over on the Today FM app if you like your country tunes. I was talking about destroying my wife. She's probably going to kill me when I get home, actually. The roof box on top of the car. So you've got the car roof, and then on top of that you've got the bars, and you can get a man out to install those bars that go on top, and then on top of the bars then go the roof box or your cycle rack or whatever. And like, honestly, if you're in any way in any doubt whatsoever, if you're unsure of your skills, do what I do and get a man. Well, you've got two options, actually. Get a man, or call your dad, who is a man. Either of those two options. Of course, my kids won't have that option. Hi, Ray. I absolutely obliterated a toll barrier about 10 years ago. I was leaving work and heading across the toll bridge to meet my then girlfriend. Usually the barriers opened at 8 p.m. each evening and the toll was free. But this one time it was getting close to Christmas, so the barriers were closed. However, I didn't realise until the barrier was about 2 millimetres from my windscreen. I stopped my car, so you smashed into it, I guess. Then I stopped my car, walked back to the toll booth person. I said, I'm really sorry, and what should we do? Expecting they'd call the guards or something. But he just said, well, I suppose you might as well just pay the toll. So I handed him 2 euro, went on my merry way. Alan, you could have been locked up for Christmas. You could have been banged up. You could have been in the drunk tank for the Christmas. I did that once through a toll. I've got the e-tag thing. Mm-hmm. And I just expected that it would work. So I lashed through the toll, smashed into it, utterly like that. This is the thing that comes down in front of the car. Smashed into it, went everywhere. They're designed, I guess, because so many people do smash into them. They're designed to just come apart. But my reaction was like, oh my God, I've destroyed the toll booth.
The Today FM School of Radio and Podcasting.
It's all grand in the end, though.
From the people that do it best.
Who?
Pamela Joyce here, and I'll fill you in on how to research, produce, and present a music show.
I'm John Duggan from Off the Ball.
Oh, mother of God.
I'll be getting you match fit for creating great sports content for radio and podcast.
Nah. Will Smith getting jiggy with it. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Hello. Let's see if I can get Kieran on FaceTime. Will I actually?
Let's try that.
I'm gonna have a. I'll foster around with FaceTime over here.
Like that. And then there's audio there. Mm. And then in theory it should go up there. But sure, look, it could go either way.
It's ringing.
It's ringing. It's making that ringing sound. What a dose.
Hello.
Hello. Speaking of, it's Ciara King, everybody.
Hi. Am I live on the radio?
Live on the radio. Please do not swear. Allow us to introduce you for a moment.
Gotcha. Okay.
Wait, 1 second, please. No language. No foul language, please, Ciara. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's Ciara King. High there.
Sure,
high.
You go
that high.
I think I pulled a groin or
you'll
something.
You'll find yourself screaming by the time you reach those high notes. Ciara King is alive with us. Oh, from the
it's
wild.
It's
for
me.
From the wild.
How are you?
We're good, actually. Oh my God, Ciara. I never told you. I was in Dublin yesterday. I live in Dublin. Did I mention that?
You've mentioned that. Yeah, go on. Tell me.
I live in Dublin and I was on public transport in Dublin yesterday, right?
Okay.
Yesterday afternoon, it was a glorious sunny day. I was late for work, as always. And I was coming from a Donnybrook direction. I dropped the car to my wife and I had to get public transport in from RTE. And I was up on the top deck of a double-decker bus, right?
Okay.
Looking out the window. Are you loving this story, Ciara?
I am.
I get the sense you're just enduring it rather than enjoying it.
I just don't know where it's going to go.
You've set the scene, Ray. You've set the scene. You're on the bus.
Sun is shining in.
Yeah.
I'm coming through leafy South Dublin and I'm looking out the window, like aimlessly looking out the window, listening to me headphones.
Would you have a gormless look on your face,
Ray? It looks like, Ciara, you can't see, but it's kind of like this.
Kind of like slack
jawed. I get it. I can imagine it.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. With the hair on my head is against the window.
Yeah, that noise again, please, Ray.
So I'm looking out the window, right? We're approaching.
God, this better be good.
We're approaching. What's that kind of Burlington area? It's kind of Leeson Street, top of Leeson Street, coming over that bridge there, just approaching that bridge. I look out the window and I see a celebrity.
Oh.
Is it Donald Gleeson? Is this the story?
It was Donald Gleeson! I saw Donald Gleeson yesterday afternoon.
You didn't. Oh my God.
He's got long hair now, Ciara. And he has.
It must be for a role.
It's probably for a role. He's got long hair and a ginger beard. Now, it wasn't long, but it was kind of, you know, kind of, not, I don't know. In it.
Like a bob.
Donald Gleeson's got his hair in a bob, like Gráinne Shoiga.
Did he have that air of just like fame and talent about him?
No, he was just looked like a regular dude walking along the street. And,
oh, it's okay.
And there was no sign of the dad or the brother, but he was with a woman, either a wife or girlfriend. I don't know what his situation is.
First of all, I just want to say thank you for keeping an eye out for me.
I will. And, you know, I'll keep my eyes peeled for further further sightings. But he's around. I guess he's around for the Easter holidays or whatever. He's paying a visit home.
He was probably out buying Easter eggs and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
The funny thing was, I was reaching for the phone. Imagine if he looked up and he saw me, the double deck of the bus, with a phone in hand and making this noise. But thankfully, the bus moved before I was able to take a photograph. So,
okay, well, that would have been weird. I wouldn't want you now to take a photo of him. You know what I mean? I kind of would like that people leave him to his privacy.
Well,
I was going to
put it into the WhatsApp group just so you could see it. Because what are the chances that of anyone I would see, I saw Donald Gleeson walking
I bet you you'll see him everywhere now. I feel like I've planted it in both your heads. And everywhere you go now, you're just going to see Donald Gleeson.
It's going to be like sliding doors. Donald's going to be everywhere. Right, what are we talking about? Do you want to start with Mario first? I saw Mario on, this is the Mario movie, not Mario Rosenstock, not to be confused with our own Italian plumber.
I kind of feel like we've been hearing about this movie for ages, but I think that was all the noise kind of surrounding Chris Pratt when it was announced that he was going to voice the Mario.
Yeah.
And obviously the internet had an awful lot of opinions on that, so I'm dying to know, does Chris Pratt pass the test?
He does, actually, yeah, he does. It's not great, and it's not a great role for Chris Pratt, who I think is generally funnier. It's not a very funny role. But he does a good job. There was kind of consternation and outrage over him not being actually Italian, and then him putting on an Italian accent. That is resolved in the course, fairly early on, actually, in the course of the movie.
Say no more.
But I won't ruin it, but it is it's sorted out, so it's like, oh, okay, fair enough.
Well, I think the kind of huge thing about this is the amount of nostalgia surrounding the movie. Because, you know, even we were chatting about Tetris last week, a load of friends of mine were in contact, and they were like, as soon as we heard the music for Tetris, it brought us back, you know, to a different place, whatever. And now we have the computer animated adventure film based on Nintendo's Mario video game franchise, which I can't imagine there's many people out there that haven't played it or know what it is.
There's so many moments in the movie as well that if you've played it at all, and like you say, most people have, that they cut to it, like if there's some sort of action happening on the screen, they'll start playing the music, like a sort of an orchestral or modernized version of the music from the video game. So immediately you're going, oh, this is class. Have a listen. This is from the Mario Brothers movie.
Not sure if you know who I am, but I'm about to rule the world.
Wow, yay.
But there's one problem. There's a human, has a mustache, just like you.
Do you think I know every human being with a mustache wearing an identical outfit with a hat with the letter of his first name on it? Because I don't.
Bowser is coming. Together, we are going to stop that monster.
How? Look at us. We're adorable.
I have to say, there's mixed reviews for this, Kira, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. Of course, I was with my two young boys who, you know, when you're with someone, you're sort of seeing it through their eyes and you're experiencing it on the same level as they were, and they thoroughly enjoyed it. Mixed reviews, though, Forrest.
Yeah, so, I mean, the voiceover cast is amazing. Chris Pratt as Mario, Charlie Day as Luigi, Anna Taylor-Joy as Princess Peach, Jack Black as Bowser, Seth Rogen's in there, and he's got the most distinctive voice of all time now at this stage, and Keegan-Michael Key is Toad. Now, a lot of people are saying that the Super Mario Brothers movie feels like it was made to be screenshotted more than actually watched, because seemingly in nearly every frame, it's packed with like a dizzying amount of Easter eggs and references to Mario games and other Nintendo franchises. So I'd imagine for the adults, if you're not enjoying it, maybe you can spend the movie trying to find those.
Well, the joy of it as well is only 91 minutes. So it's almost as soon as it's on. It's perfect for the for the aunties and uncles facing into Easter and thinking, oh, I better take them. This is a good option as well. It's like this is an ideal opportunity to take them off your brother or sister's hands. That's the Mario Brothers movie, and it's in cinemas now. Actually, it opened.
It's in cinemas now.
Yesterday, I tell you what, I want to take a song because I've got two more. We've got two more. One is a massive one on Netflix, and another one a lot of people are talking about is people testing out their comedic chops. We'll do that after this. Kara King's still with us, and take that at Today FM. What a song! Take That and Couldn't Be Magic. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. A very good afternoon. Happy la 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 long weekend. If indeed you're having a la 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 long weekend this weekend. Happy Easter to you. Ray's here, JP's over there. And Ciara King joins us. We're talking
Hello.
Movies and films. And actually, I want to do the documentary second. So let's have a look at Air. What's Air? Who's in Air? What's it about?
This is all you need to know. It is a movie about a famous shoe.
A famous shoe, right. I've got a bit of audio. Have a listen. This is a movie about a famous shoe.
There's nothing cool about Nike. This is where you come up with a brilliant idea that no one else can see. Let's hear it.
I got it.
I found him.
Who's that? Jesus?
Can't afford it.
I'm willing to bet my career on one guy. We build a shoe line around just him.
I need the greatest basketball shoe that's ever been made.
Who's the player?
Michael Jordan.
Got a name for it?
Air Jordan.
I don't know.
Seriously?
Maybe it'll grow on me.
Like, that's the weirdest promo I've ever heard in my life. Now, we've had loads of these based on true event movies about products the last while or whatever, and now Air is up next. And as I said, it's a movie about a famous shoe, but also about how Nike and Michael Jordan revolutionized the sneaker game for life. So it's directed by Ben Affleck, and it tells the story of how Nike managed to get a relatively unknown teenage basketball player called Michael Jordan and base a shoe line around him at a time when Converse and Adidas, they were the leading basketball shoe companies, and Nike was the footwear of choice for runners at the time. It worked out for everybody involved.
When you say he was relatively unknown, was he not already a megastar? No?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't making the main teams at the time. And the head of Nike went to visit his mother. So his mother's played by Viola Davis in this. And Michael Jordan, when Ben Affleck chatted to him about this movie, was like, okay, I want Viola Davis to play my mother. And what's interesting is her husband in real life plays Michael Jordan's dad. Julius Tenen is his name. Nice. His mother played. And that's what Michael Jordan doesn't appear in this movie. He does in that you can see him from the back. But Ben Affleck chose not to have Michael Jordan in the actual movie because when you're such a star, when you're such a superstar like Michael Jordan, it'd be very hard to have somebody play him, let's say, in this movie. But it was super interesting because when Nike got him on, this relatively unknown, like he was coming up the ranks, but they did take a gamble on him at the same time. But as I said, it worked out for everyone. So they estimated for this shoe line to sell maybe 3 million in 1 year. And this was in 1984. Oh. That year alone, they sold 126 million worth of Air Jordans. So,
and of course, it ties in with the whole fact that like we're in a Kanye world and everyone else, the way that that sneakers, trainers, shoes are sold now. And the whole line of different things being sold.
This is really telling. Yeah. Ben Affleck was talking about when the movie premiered and when the shoe appeared on screen, the crowd cheered.
For a shoe, for a runner.
So if you think about it, this started, it all kicked off in 1984, which the movie is based in. And in 2023, sneakers are bigger than ever.
What were the runners? Were they Nikes that had the basketball on the tongue of it? And you go,
No, that was Reebok's version, I think, wasn't it? Where you pump
them. Yes.
I had a pair of them. They were class. Mm. I still have them actually somewhere. Yeah.
You do indeed,
you're trying to squeeze into them. And there was a documentary about Michael Jordan, wasn't there? The on Netflix, they did one.
They did. So if you want to look at the... Yeah, if you want to look at the historical and factually correct journey that Michael Jordan took with Nike, go with it. This is more of a dramatized version of it. I think Jerry Maguire and The Social Network were the banging 1980s soundtrack, a love story to the 1980s and this particular Michael Jordan / Nike relationship.
Sweet.
The Last Dance is the documentary series you're talking about, right?
Yes, and it's a very interesting insight into his mentality and the way he operates. And speaking of Netflix documentaries, the Lewis Capaldi, I saw a bit of it last night, Lewis Capaldi. It's How I'm Feeling Now, a Netflix documentary as well. And it was the bit I saw was kind of heartbreaking.
Yeah, honestly, I walked away from watching the documentary and I was like, I know he's got a lovely mother who features in the documentary, but I just kind of wanted to mother him. It was just kind of in me to be like, oh, we all need to look after Lewis Capaldi. And look, I've chatted before on the show about watching documentaries over the last couple of years and not really finding out anything because they're so heavily produced by these famous musicians. Not looking at anyone in particular, Pink and J-Lo. But anyway, I didn't feel that way.
Stage managed, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't feel that way after watching Lewis Capaldi's documentary. The doc starts with them having to write that difficult second album. And I mean, he had such success with the first one. I mean, the history of time has documented how difficult the second album is to write, whatever. But it just, he just spiraled into this place of feeling like an imposter, having imposter syndrome. I mean, we all have that, you know.
I don't.
I'm thinking that he, you don't. No. And I doubt Ray has either.
I'm entirely comfortable, always. I've no issues in there. That regard at all. JP
if you
can attest to this.
You'd eat yourself.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. I'm special offer at the end of the aisle. Do you know what? The bit that I saw about the imposter syndrome. With Lewis Capaldi, I was really, really surprised. And I suppose this is the value of a documentary like this, because when you look at Lewis Capaldi, he's up on stage, he's performing, or he's accepting an award, or he's saying something funny on social media.
Yeah.
He's got loads of fans, everyone loves him. To have it revealed, or to understand that he's going through this, I was really surprised to see it.
Yeah, now he started off in festivals kind of a typical Lewis Capaldi fashion, saying that the reason there was delay on the second album was because he was horribly lazy and spent most of the pandemic masturbating. Watching the doc, you can see that that was not the case at all. Success has actually made it more difficult for Lewis Capaldi. Like in 2020, everything was cancelled. Pubs, clubs, arenas and festivals, all that was taken away from him. And then as he began to struggle and as things became harder for him, he began to develop this anxious twitch, is the only word for it. And you can see this developing when you're watching the documentary. So much so, his parents, who are like salt of the earth Scottish people who very much love their son, they called up, they caused the documentary to halt it for 4 months so that they could, obviously, that he could work on his mental health and work on what was happening in his body physically. And it turns out that he was diagnosed with Tourette's syndrome.
I didn't realize it was a recent diagnosis. I thought it was like he had had it for his whole life and that he'd been dealing with it. It's fascinating. It's definitely worth watching this weekend as well. That's on Netflix. It's called Lewis Capaldi, How I'm Feeling Now. You can watch it now on Netflix. And Air was the Michael Jordan runners film. And it's in cinemas this Friday. Ciara King, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, boys. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Thursday.
Eat all the eggs. Enjoy
long
the chocolate.
Long weekend. Whatever.
It's la 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 long weekend.
Yeah, I know, right? I know.
Jet refuses to do it. Go on, have a lovely weekend. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Cash Machine on the way. Lewis Capaldi and Forget Me at Today FM. Playing the music you love. That documentary is called Lewis Capaldi, How I'm Feeling Now, and it's fascinating. I've only seen a few minutes of it myself, but Ciara clearly loved it. Worth checking out on Netflix. He's hilarious. He's so talented and he exudes confidence. And to think that all this has been going on behind the scenes, definitely worth a look on Netflix. Sure, you never know. Right, let's do your cash machine.
Today FM's
cash machine. There we are, friends. Here we are. There will be a guaranteed winner this afternoon. If you got your text in, it's been rolling over since last Friday evening. Over 40,000 euro on the line. You know the deal. Answer within five rings. Tell us the total and it's all yours. Barry's making that call. Let's go. Thanks, Ray.
Hey, you're welcome.
One ring. Two rings.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. It's Barry Dunn phoning. Are you free for a cash machine call?
You're joking.
No, deadly serious.
Are you actually? Oh my God. 100%
for real. Who are we talking to?
Yvonne,
it's a pleasure. Where are you?
I'm in Cork.
And tell us, what are you doing?
I'm trying to study at the moment.
Studying for exams or what's going on, Yvonne?
I went back to college there. I can't believe it's time to talk.
That's okay. Do you know what? Take a deep breath for a second. We're not in a rush here, right? Because we do guarantee to get a winner this afternoon, Yvonne, and I'm hoping it's going to be you. So, big deep breaths. And any plans for the Easter bank holiday weekend apart from the studies?
No, nothing. I'm actually getting married next year, so just trying to get that all that kind of stuff done.
Oh, that's amazing. And do you know what? I think we should thank all those other people who didn't answer our call during the week, Yvonne, because hopefully they're about to help you win this life-changing, Lent-busting cash amount. And I'm hoping you're about to tell me the cash machine here.
So it is 40,323 euro and 26 cents.
Congratulations.
Yes. Oh, I can't believe that.
It's paid off, Yvonne.
I'm actually shaky. I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything, Yvonne.
Oh, my God.
Let it sink in. So listen, you have just won the cash machine. The wedding is happening next year. What other plans do you have with that cash? Because it's an awful lot of money.
I don't know. A holiday, maybe. We've been away from thieving away.
Do you know what? That sounds absolutely amazing. I'm sure you'll have a couple of ideas between now and then. And Yvonne, make yourself a cup of tea. Sit down, relax, open the windows, get the smelling salts. You've just done it. You've won yourself €40,323.26. Congratulations.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Today FM's cash machine.
Ah, man, that is so lovely to hear. Well done, madam.
Yeah.
Over €40,000 gone to Cork and the Rebels.
Well done, Yvonne, and happy Easter. And a new total, as always, after 4:30 in the last word. Okay, so I understand. You're second. You didn't win the cash machine. But I've got two nights in the gorgeous Farnham Estate in Cavan to give away. You and your guests will enjoy a stay in a newly refurbished room, breakfast each morning, and dinner for two in the Cedar Rooms restaurant. Farnham Estate Spa and Golf Resort. It's just 90 minutes from Dublin. It's got 1,300 acres of mature woodlands. You need a break. Look at you. The kids are home with Easter holidays. You're up the walls. Just you and your other half. And a gorgeous little break for two nights. Their website is farnhamestate.ie. We're playing our game, Easter or Wester. It's geography-based fun.
Ray Foley.
Fun.
It is fun.
Yeah. Okay. Not for all of us, that's all I'm saying.
If you want to play Easter or Wester, text the word Easter to us now on the usual number 0874 100 102 and we'll play One Direction next.
The last word. That's what makes you beautiful.
One Direction, what makes you beautiful? This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley on, and happy Easter to you and yours. It's the seasonal radio game quiz. It has all of the perfect elements. All of the elements required to make a perfect radio bit.
Would you say it's captured the nation's attention this week, right?
It's got jeopardy.
Yeah.
It's got seasonality.
Mm-hmm.
It's got joy. It's got tension. And it's got geography. It's called Easter or Wester. Did anyone text in on this?
Yeah, loads of people, Ray. It's been popping all week and you know that.
It's ringing. Who's this?
Bernie.
Hello?
Hello, is that Bernie?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hello, Bernie. It's Ray Foley in Today FM. How are you?
Not too bad.
Happy, middling to rough, but you're there. Here comes the long weekend. How are you feeling?
All good. I'm excited.
Where are you?
Tipperary.
Right. And what's the weather like in Tipperary?
Lovely. It's really sunny and warm.
What's for the dinner?
Shepherd's pie.
Oh, I'd love a shepherd's pie. Is there carrots in the shepherd's pie?
Carrots, parsnips, the whole works.
Parsnips in a shepherd's pie? Get out. Get out. That's sacrilege. Are you looking forward to Easter?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Who's at home with you?
My daughter Rebecca and my son Willem.
Okay, so you have to get away from them and you need a lovely break in Cavan, correct?
Definitely.
Right. So this is Farnham Estate. It's a beautiful spot. Their website, actually, you can go have a look at the pictures. It's farnhamestate.ie. Check it out for yourself. I've got two nights there, and dinner and B&B in Farnham Estate. It looks gorgeous. The only drawback is you have to play our game, Easter or Wester. JP's the quizmaster. Go.
Hi, guys. Classic rules apply. Listen in, Bernie. Pay attention. I'm pulling no punches today.
Oh,
I'm going to name two places. You have to tell me if the first one is to the east or to the west. If the second one, is it Easter or is it Wester? Are you ready to play, guys?
Yes, yeah. I'm ready.
Okay, Ray, we start off with you. Is China Easter or Wester than Japan?
It's Wester.
It is Wester, correct. Well done. Bernie, is Fair City's Carrigstown Easter or Wester than Albert Square in EastEnders?
Western?
It is more Western. Wester, yes, correct. Well done.
Both fictional places, actually. Yeah, it's a moot point.
Ray, this is not fictional. Is the cold tap Easter or Wester than the hot tap? And this is a universal law of plumbing, by the way. Let me read it to you again. Is the cold tap Easter or Wester than the hot tap?
Who's there?
Bernie, stop Bernie. Giggling in the background.
Who's
there.
Bernie?
This is for you, Ray. Let's respect the quiz, guys.
Respect the quiz, Bernie.
Respect the quiz.
Is the hot tap Easter or Wester?
Oh my God, you're so stupid.
Is the cold tap Easter or Wester?
Yes.
I'd say the cold is on the right hand side, so it's Easter.
It's Wester, I'm afraid. It's always on the left. It's on the left.
It's gotten tense.
This is for the win, Bernie.
Okay.
Listen in carefully, please. Is Disneyland Paris in Paris Easter or Wester than Disney World in Orlando, which is in America?
Depends on which way you're going.
No, you're looking at a map. You're looking at a map, Bernie. Imagine you're looking at a map.
It's what? Where is Orlando?
For the win. Nope. Hang on, what did you say the first time?
Eastern.
Yes! You
hang on a minute, what did you say?
It is Easter.
Is Paris Easter compared to
Orlando?
I thought you meant the other way around.
No, if you listen to the questions.
I'm not having this. Bernie, you're our winner. You're the winner. Oh, you know, it was so exciting,
we
Bernie.
We had fun.
My nerves were
shattered. Yeah, congrats. Look, I had a feeling you were always going to win. Do you know, I'm beginning to wonder about this game at all. Bernie, two nights at Farnham Estate in Cavan for you. You'll stay in a new room, breakfast each morning, and dinner for two in the Cedar Rooms restaurant. It's absolutely gorgeous. Check it out.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Mrs. Listen, enjoy it. Thanks for coming and happy Easter.
Oh, of course. All right.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Cheers, Bernie. Happy Easter. Long weekend, my friends. Here comes the long weekend. All right, so it's Thursday, but we're doing a mix of Friday for your ears. Let's start with this on Today FM. Daft Punk taking us home this afternoon. I'm out of puff now. Makes it Friday on a Thursday afternoon. Heading into the Easter long weekend. Long weekends, my friends. Shelley's over there.
La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. Happy Easter!
Happy Easter, ladies! Thanks for the voice note. 0874-100-102. Enjoying the mix this weekend.
Oh, I'm fully a good thing. It's only Thursday, but it feels like a funky Friday.
Yeah, we're feeling very funky today, actually. There's a funky smell in the room, actually.
Yeah, cheesy.
Is that
cheesy.
Me?
I think it's either you or me.
Thanks, Dennis. Mary's over there.
A la 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 long. A la 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 long, long, a long weekend.
It works. That works.
Go on, Mary, a messer. Is that English Mike over there?
Is it?
Mike?
What an absolute banger.
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 Banger. How do you like your sausages? I like them bangers. How do you like your hit music on a Friday afternoon?
Got a mix of Friday. How you doing?
Sal Soul Nugget is the reminder I needed, Ray. It's nuggets for dinner with a spicy barbecue dip from Becca. Nice. Yeah, Sal Soul Nugget. M&S presents The Girl Next Door with Sal Soul Nugget. Those lyrics. If you want to write the rumble with me, babe, all through the night. If you want to write the rumble with me, babe, all through the night. If you want to write the rumble with me, babe, and repeat. Good time today.
Shut John Masters in the face.
All right. 0874-100-102. Say hello to Phelan, who's best son Ray and isn't complaining at all about having to mow the lawn for the first time this year. It's a jungle out there from Mammy Jane. I'm not the best son. You're telling me to say hello to Phelan. And fair play, well done, kid. Happy double long weekend, Ray. Going surfing this weekend. Flasks of hot coffee at the ready from Joe, Sandra and Phil. Ray, we're stocking up ahead of Good Friday, if you know what I mean. Easter eggs. Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Stocking up ahead of Good Friday, if you know what I mean. Lawrence and Aaron Wexford love the show.
Hey.
Feck's sake, Ray, how am I supposed to get me work finished for the la 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 long weekend if I keep jumping up and leaping around like a mad joke? From Kate. Hi, Ray, good news. Remember 14-year-old Irish dancer Gracie, who you spoke to earlier this week? Well, she's come from the competition in Kerry as a world medal holder. Congratulations, Gracie. Woo. We were talking to Gracie. She was dancing up on the roof of the car.
That's right, yeah.
On the way, was it Kilkenny?
The practice paid off.
Killarney she was in, yeah. And lads, breaking news, Donerail Golf Club Juniors have just won the championship gold in the Home Nations Cup in the UK. Donerail, well done. Gold. gold medal for Ireland from Olivia. Fantastic show. And you know what? That's us. Yeah. That's us. Egg in the mud.
Winners the lot of them.
We're all winners. The irony, of course, being we're the biggest losers in Irish radio. So much we didn't get to do on the show today, I swear. Yeah, we didn't get to do Tubbs and Childs. Tubbs and Childs. Where Ryan Tuberty reveals his next career move. A gig co-presenting with Adrian Childs.
Makes sense, yeah.
We didn't get to do Child's Play, where Adrian Childs dresses up as horror movie favourite Chucky from the Child's Play films. And we didn't get to do Like Jesus to a Childs. Where Adrian Childs comes in and covers the George Michael classic Like Jesus to a Child in Like Jesus. Very good. I just got some great news.
Yeah.
Matt Cooper is on the way next. Have a lovely long weekend.